Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We have been looking at quarterbacks in the 2026 draft throughout the season here, and just kind of keeping everybody a little up to date and what are they doing, how are they doing, what's going on, who's coming out, who's not coming out, who's the guy to get, who's the number one guy. And the longer this goes, Dan, the more confusing it gets.
I don't think it's as confusing as you do. I think it's kind of starting to figure itself out.
Okay, before we get into anything, explain it.
I think it's looking like Fernando Mendoza is going to be the guy at the very top of these things. I think at least if you just go strictly by the tape before we get into the draft process where we talk ourselves into guys and then talk ourselves out of guys and then talk ourselves back into guys and then hear some rumbling about, you know, his right arm is slightly longer than his left arm and that's a bad omen because that's what happened to Brian Greene. I don't know, whatever, down the line from there. And we play all of this game. If you go strictly by the tape, it seems like Fernando Mendoza looks to be the guy everybody has circled. Following that one probably is Ty Simpson, who's working his way up the ladder. Lenore Sellers is intriguing by everybody, and everybody else that we came in thinking might be somebody, whether it's Nussmeier, or Arch Manning, has found themselves on the outside looking in.
Okay, let me follow that up.
You may.
You just backed up completely my point to the whole thing.
Sure.
You just mentioned Fernando Mendoza. You just mentioned Ty Simpson. Those two guys weren't on anybody's list of the number one quarterback coming out of this class when the season started. In fact, they weren't even like in the top four or five.
That is correct.
And I don't think Simpson was even in the top 10.
That is correct.
Current odds from FanDuel Sportsbook. Odds to be the number one overall pick in the draft. Number one guy, Ty Simpson, quarterback from Alabama.
Number two on the NFL rankings of the good Dane Brugler.
Number three, or number two, Fernando Mendoza from Indiana.
Number seven.
Formerly from Cal. And number three, the pride of Detroit King High School, the UCLA guy who didn't work, Dante Moore, quarterback at Oregon.
Number 12.
So those are the three guys. And the fourth most likely guy, or the fifth, excuse me, Reuben Bain, edge rusher from Miami, is fourth right now on the odds from FanDuel. And number five is the guy that I'm so intrigued by. Lenore Sellers, the quarterback at South Carolina. Now, all that said,
15 on Dane Brugler's.
Yeah, all that said, this thing's a mess because there are so many guys that were high on this list and aren't high on this list anymore. And that to me is the weird thing about what's going on. You were hoping in a year where the Browns have two first round picks and you kind of figured that they're doing, they picked that up in the Jacksonville deal to take a quarterback this year. I mean, you kind of figure that's what's going on, right? You're going to get a quarterback.
You were hoping.
And so somebody's going to emerge, whether it's the top guy or not. You know, Browns might not get the number one pick, might not get a top eight pick. You never know. We'll see how this goes. But you were hoping, clearly, that guys would emerge and you'd have three, four guys like, yeah, these are the guys. Because with two picks, you could probably trade up. Mm-hmm. Okay? You were hoping that that would happen. That's not been the case. And there's a poll out that Pete Thamel did on ESPN, and this to me sums it up. He polled 25 NFL scouts and executives about who will be the first quarterback taken in the draft. This is the second time he's done this. 6 weeks ago, he did it again, or he did it the first time. Now he's done it again. In the latest poll, top vote getter, Fernando Mendoza with 13 votes. Next, Dante Moore with 6. Next, Ty Simpson with 3. Notably, he says, none of those quarterbacks received a vote in the first poll 6 weeks earlier. Oh my God, Dan. That's not what you need right now.
I think it's exactly what you need.
No, it's not. Because it means that there's nobody who you think, yep, there's your guy. The other guys who received votes in this poll, Oklahoma's John Mateer, Cincinnati's Brendan Sorsby, who transferred from Indiana, and Lenora Sellers from South Carolina. And the only guys of those top six who received a poll in the first votes, or received a vote in the first poll, Sellers and Mateer.
I think it's exactly what you need, because I want to be in a situation where we're going into November and it's a little foggy and that stuff, and we're going to see the cream rise to the top. Which is what we're all waiting for. Like, yeah, yes, yes. In a perfect world, it would be awesome if one of these guys would step on the field and throw 5 touchdowns every week and be Andrew Luck. And we would all
sign me up.
Andrew Luck, that's fantastic.
I'm in.
That's not where we are.
No, it isn't.
That's not where we are. That guy doesn't exist. We kind of knew that was going to be the case. We all wanted it to be Arch Manning because of the last name, but...
No, because of maybe the potential.
And the last name. There was
certainly.
There was a lot of people who were circling.
Well, no, there's no question that carries some weight, but there's some potential.
I like this better because I like the competition to get the stakes to get raised and raised and raised, and I want to see who steps up in those situations. That game-winning drive Fernando Mendoza had against Penn State, I know it's Penn State. I know Penn State has had their hiccups.
He
played poorly for a solid half.
Had a great finish.
That drive was outstanding. Now, I want to see what that looks like if he has to go up against Ohio State, let's say, with one of the best, with the best defense in the country. I want to see what that looks like. I want to see what that looks like if he had to play Texas with that defense. Like, I want to see the competition rise up and see how these guys go up against it to determine who could be the guy that could lead this thing and stop the endless cycle that we're in the middle of that's causing Terry Pluto to make a bundle off of writing books.
Oh, Terry doesn't make a bundle. He just does it because he loves to write.
Nonetheless, I would like Terry to have to, well, work on something that maybe something has an expiration date.
All right, let me give you a couple of thoughts.
We'll put it that way.
This poll that ESPN did, one scout told ESPN, it's not a stellar quarterback class.
We have heard that.
Hold on. Remember, it was supposed to be.
Correct.
But the scout added, if you add the maybes, guys who have eligibility and could leave school, now it gets interesting. The top is better than last year's class for sure.
Without question.
And that's what you're hoping for. And I mentioned that poll that they did. The first one, Sellers was the number one guy. Garrett Nussmeier was second by one vote. Both of their teams are really not doing well. South Carolina's 3-6.
Yeah, South Carolina's a bit of a mess.
And in that first quarterback poll, Carson Beck, Mateer, Drew Aller from Medina, and Sam Levitt and Arch Manning each had votes. Now, the one thing here to think about with all of this, guys who could stay in school, Ty Simpson, Lenora Sellers, who's only 20. So, I mean, like, if you draft Lenora Sellers, you need to take the Patrick Mahomes, at the very least, plan, and let him sit all year.
Agreed.
You might need to take the Jordan Love plan, the Aaron Rodgers plan, and let him sit for 3. Hold on. Dante Moore can go back to school. Mendoza can go back to school. And Arch Manning can go back to school. So in theory, maybe the top five guys could all go back to school, which also means that one of them is going to say, now's my time to make some money, more than I make in NIL, which is really saying something. Real quick, CBS had a mock draft out along with all of their odds. They have the number one overall pick being Arvell Reese, the linebacker from Ohio State.
Yep.
But they have the first quarterback off the board being Fernando Mendoza. They have the second quarterback off the board being Dante Moore.
Interesting.
Going to the Browns.
Interesting.
At number four.
Have the old,
and then the Jets taking Ty Simpson from Alabama at number five.
The more I watch Ty Simpson, the more I'm like really impressed with what I've seen.
Really?
So Mac Jones always scared me with Alabama. And he's playing really well for the
Niners
right
now. Job.
And good for him that he's found himself in that situation.
And by the way, the Browns could do worse than sign Mac Jones as a veteran free agent.
They can't sign him. They got to trade for him.
Okay, go ahead and do that. Sorry.
No,
he's not a free agent.
I got That's corrected right. yesterday, and so now it's burnt in my head. We got to get this.
Yeah. They signed him to a two-year.
Right.
Yeah.
So now it's burnt in my brain of like, all right, let's get this right. Not that it's going to cost you an arm and a leg to trade for Mac Jones anyway.
Let me give you a couple of thoughts on what these guys did real quick here. Ty Simpson in Alabama went over LSU, and he was pretty good. On the season, he was 21 of 35 for 277 and a touchdown, no interceptions. That's the key. On the season, Ty Simpson in Alabama has 21 touchdowns and one interception.
Right.
And he's thrown for 200 or more yards in every game and 253 or more yards in 7 of the 9 games. So there's a selling point. Lenora Sellers' team stinks this year. South Carolina's 3-6. Mm-hmm. They were off last week. He doesn't have big stats. His physical skills jump off the page.
We kind of figured that was the case going into South Carolina.
He's only 20, but he's still one of the guys that intrigues me most. And we'll do more digging into this as we get closer to the draft. Nussmeier had a season-low passing 121 in the loss against Alabama. Mendoza, you mentioned his game against Penn State. Dante Moore struggled against Iowa, 13 of 21 for 112 yards, no touchdowns, but they did win the game. Sorsby's coming on. But he was 11 of 33 against Utah. That doesn't do much for me from Cincinnati. Let me throw this at you. Arch Manning got a win with Texas, 34-31 over Vanderbilt. He was 25 of 33 for 328 and 3 touchdowns. It's the second straight game now that Arch Manning at Texas, who's had a slow start, second straight game he's had over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns.
And Vandy's been pretty tough. I mean, Vandy's been a really tough opponent. They're not the pushover that they used to be. I mean, Diego Pavia is pushing that offense forward. Like, they're tough, man.
Yeah.
That's not the pushover.
So with things rolling right now, if you ask me who the most intriguing guys are, who I'd be most interested in, and I won't give you an order because I don't know it yet. I haven't done enough digging. But it's Lenora Sellers, it's Arch Manning, and it's Fernando Mendoza. If I'm the Browns, I'm looking there and I'm thinking long term. Yesterday on ESPN, as they were getting ready for the big extravaganza that was the Philadelphia Eagles going to Green Bay and beating the Packers 10-7 in a game that set back offensive football for a little while.
That is a factual statement.
But it wasn't a bad game. It was an odd game. Joe Buck said it. He goes, "That might be the best scoreless half I've ever seen." Yeah. Troy Aikman looked at him like he was nuts, but I thought it was a better game than the score, actually, I thought. But I enjoyed it nonetheless. But on their pregame buildup, they had their whole NFL insider crew sitting around. And one of those insiders is former NFL quarterback Dan Orlovsky. And Dan catches a lot of grief because Dan's pretty opinionated. And he's been on our station numerous times. And Dan's not afraid to say what he thinks. And yesterday, Brian Daboll was fired by the New York Giants, despite the fact that their offense is kind of middle of the road in the NFL. It's not dead last or anything like that. And so he was asked by Laura Rutledge, who's been on our show a couple of times, and Laura does a really nice job. I asked Laura, okay, New York Giants, they need a head coach. What are you thinking here? And here's what Dan Orlovsky had to say.
Well, the number one name that I would pay attention to if I were the Giants is what happens in Cleveland with Kevin Stefanski. Mm-hmm. If I could handpick a guy, it would be Stefanski. He's an outstanding coach, 2-time coach of the year. I understand people in Cleveland are like, this guy can't coach. There's a lot of empirical data that would say otherwise. This is a difficult spot for the Giants. I really believe that, because there's no question you need to get a guy that's going to bring the best out of Jackson Dart, obviously. But it's also when the Giants have been at their best, it's been under like a coach like a Parcells or a Tom Coughlin, a defensive-minded, hard-nosed, disciplinarian, tough. It fits the culture. It's not just offensive-centric. So it's trying to find the balance. I would go Kevin Stefanski. I would go Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator of the Chargers. Ooh. I would entertain John Gruden and maybe Matt Nagy, but Kansas City. But I would pay attention to see what's going on in Cleveland.
What's that do for you, Dan?
Tells me that the guy in Cleveland, or at least in the eyes of somebody who watches a boatload of tape, the guy in Cleveland knows what he's doing.
Empirical, in case you're wondering. According to AI, I'll give you the official, because he said there's a lot of empirical data that says the guy, otherwise, that the guy can coach, meaning Kevin Stefanski, based on observation, experience, or experimentation, rather than on theory or logic alone. In other words, Dan's eyes are being told that Kevin can coach.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that, Browns fans? 216-474-0092. You know how all of the media outlets will put, hey, leading candidates for the Giants job and or any job that comes open?
Oh, gosh, of course.
I actually saw Kevin's name thrown into one of those as well.
I believe it. It just seems like, one man's opinion, that the message has gotten stale in Cleveland and that it might just be time.
And you know what? That happens.
And that happens.
That happens. We're talking about Lenny Wilkins a lot today. That happened here. That's why after seven seasons, the Cavs made a move, moved on from Lenny and brought in Mike Fratello. So you had one really, really good coach. You brought in another really, really good coach. And you would think, well, why do you replace somebody? And just what you said, you need a different voice.
It might happen in Green Bay. I mean, there's rumblings that they're gonna fire Matt LaFleur and move on from LaFleur just because it's just time. The message has grown stale. And if they move on from LaFleur and you move on from Stefanski, I'm the first one in line to hire that guy, because I think Matt LaFleur knows what he's doing as well.
He's a good coach.
And so that's...
Hey, they moved on from Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Right.
Do you think Andy forgot how to coach?
Teams moved on from Bill Parcells. It's not because he forgot how to coach. It's just at a certain point, some of this stuff ends up getting stale. And I think that's where we are in Cleveland with Kevin Stefanski, sadly. I like the guy. I think he can coach. I think he's really good at what he does. I just think he's lost his way and the message has grown stale.
Well, and Dan, depending on how this turns out this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This season, coaches' front offices don't survive 3-14, followed by 5-12 very often, unless, as Mary Kay said earlier, the Haslams aren't going to judge them on this year based on big swing and a miss.
Right. Unless they all looked at each other before this began and went, this is going to get ugly.
This year is going to be really difficult. Do what you have to do. And then we move on to next year. If those were the marching orders this year, actually, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Because last year...
I don't think this team is talented enough on the offensive side to win big. So if those were the marching orders, and these guys know, try to win as many games as you can, but you're back. Okay.
Yeah.
I would get it.
If they had a different set of goals than what the fan base had, which was, let's see what this rookie class looks like. If Mason Graham looks better than he did at the beginning of Carson Schwessinger, Harold Fannin, all of that stuff, let's see if this stuff is all developing and heading in the right direction. Do you keep the locker room in one place and don't lose the locker room? Which, from what it seems like, Kevin Stefanski has not lost the locker room. But if you keep the locker room, is that enough? And if that, I don't know. If that's the case, then okay. You know, merrily we roll along.
Just know, and again, Dan's right. Sometimes a different voice is needed. Even if the marching orders were, hey, you know, you're not going to be judged this year, that can change. You know, so we'll see how it finishes. I think they need a strong finish.
I mean, I thought the season was going to be bad. I thought the season was going to be ugly. I didn't think it was going to be this ugly. But I thought it was going to be ugly.
Now, as Dan Orlovsky said, people in Cleveland may be thinking differently. For instance, Mike in Geneva. Hello, Mike.
How are you, Mike?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Just want to chime in. I kind of feel like on the same page that like his message is getting stale. It's just I don't see any kind of growth. Like I said, I thought it was going to be bad. I didn't think it would be this bad. I thought we would have saw some more growth from like our younger players. Like I've seen some regression from the younger guys like Judy and Sampson from early on. It's just... it might be just that time to move on, that mutual breakup.
Mike, and those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things happen.
Absolutely.
So
there's nothing wrong with that one. Now,
and again, I've been saying all along, you don't survive 3-14 followed by something similar. That's rare in the NFL.
It is rare. You can go, all right.
It's rare.
2024 was a calamity. You know, you could easily just throw your hands in the air and go, 2024 was a calamity.
Yeah.
There's nothing we could do about that. Everything fell apart, and you basically just tread water with Jameis Winston to the best of your ability and took on more water than you got out. And then this season, you could have easily went, look, you know, quarterback sunk you. Your offensive line was old. Jerry Judy's not very good.
We have two guys named Levon on the board. I wonder if they're the same guy. Levon's in Cleveland. Levon.
How are you, Levon?
Welcome. My guess is they are the same guy because here's Levon in Cleveland. Hi, Levon.
How are you, Levon?
It's LeVon.
Hi, LeVon. How are you, LeVon? Sorry.
What's going on? Now, I got a thought. This is my last time giving advice for the Browns.
I'm going they're going to be Cavs. Disappointed.
Yeah, they're going to be disappointed. But I'm giving some advice.
Yep.
Now, we have all these quarterbacks, right? It's wintertime, right? And now we can give all these quarterbacks a chance. So what I'm thinking, like, that play that Kevin did 4th-and-1 and he couldn't get a plan to make the yard. I think if you like the Chicago Bears did with Refrigerator Perry, put Myles Garrett in the backfield and give him the ball. So now I'm going to get back to the quarterback situation. We got Gabriel, Sanders, Deshaun Watson. Now it's cold, so that's to our advantage. So Gabriel's fingers might get cold, so you can throw, rotate your quarterbacks. When we started the season, the preseason, we were 3-0. Why? We used all our quarterbacks. So rotate your quarterbacks. If Gabriel's hands is freezing, put Deshaun Watson in or put Sanders in. And, you know, Myles Garrett could be involved in the offense and Ward. Because Ward, he checked receivers, and when he get an interception, he run the ball in. So
he was a fine wide receiver at Nordonia High School, by the way.
All right, so we're going to go Chris Leak, Tim Tebow. Okay.
NFL teams don't rotate quarterbacks. I've always thought maybe they should, to be honest.
I think the closest anybody ever got was Taysom Hill, eh?
Yeah.
It's probably the closest.
That was fun for a while.
It was. Look, I don't know. I got nothing. If you came to Myles Garrett and said, hey, do you want to rush it in? I don't know what he would say.
Why not? You know what I would say?
No bad ideas in a brainstorm.
We're not going to put the best defensive player in harm's way by having you plow into an offensive line, into a defensive line, have somebody take a shot at your knee. We're not doing that.
No bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Yes, there are. Matt's in Talmadge. Hello, Matt.
Hi. So you guys are going to make me follow up freezing hands for the QB. Thanks.
We set a low bar for you, Matt.
Yep.
Think about that.
I'll see if I can keep it there. Hey, so I'm trying to look at the positive sides, and like a lot of people, you know, say, hey, we don't know who's going to make the decisions. And I don't know what Andrew Berry used, if he used AI to get this draft class, but it's good. And I'm just thinking it's a good building block. Two offensive players who, you know, Junkins and Fannin look great, look like they're going to be long-term. Obviously, with the first-round pick, Mason Graham, and with Schlesinger, they're going to be long-term. But we all know rookies tend to struggle. This brings me to my favorite thing, the rookie quarterback trope. And you guys know this better than anyone. What happens with rookie quarterbacks? They take sacks they're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. They make ill-advised throws that you're like, where the heck are they throwing it?
That is correct.
And we have not seen the one that's coming up. It should be here at some point. You're in the red zone. The coach is telling you throw it away, and you throw a pick. Those are universals and the reason they're tropes, they're universals for rookie quarterbacks. We've seen that, and the thing I don't understand is I think Gabriel's a backup. But the worst quarterback in the history of the Browns, no. He's not even the worst quarterback in the NFL this year, okay? So it's this. What I don't understand is how are fans and the Cleveland media going to have any patience going forward with a Mendoza or get ready for the Cade Klubnik resurgence coming up?
Matt, don't do that to me, Matt.
I'll tell you how we have patience. Next on Baskin and Phelps. Why would the fan base, why would the organization show patience with a guy they might take in the first round at quarterback next year? Why?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk.
we have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'll say there are two reasons why. To me, the most intriguing quarterbacks in this draft are guys who are still going to be college eligible next year. So that means they're going to be young. Okay? They are young guys. That's just the way that's going to be. And number two, because of that, here we go again. I think that the Browns are going to end up signing another veteran quarterback. And you have Deshaun Watson, so that might be the case as well. I think that they will be playing some veteran at quarterback next year and actually let a young guy develop. And those young guys might be somebody you draft. Dano, I'm even thinking now, this could become a situation. And again, when they traded with Jacksonville, I thought there's no question they're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah. The writing was on the wall.
The longer, well, it is, except for this. Now these quarterbacks, there's no surefire guy. You're going to have to scout them up. You're going to have to really find somebody. You know, I saw Drew Aller, who everybody thought might be a top 10 pick after he went back to Penn State. Well, Drew from Medina, unfortunately, Penn State wasn't going well, and then Drew got hurt and he's out for the year. I saw him as a second-round pick. Maybe you end up taking a guy in the second round. You go left tackle, you go wide receiver, something else with your two first-round picks. You bring in a second-round pick, and you think, well, it's working in Seattle with Darnold. It worked last year in Minnesota with Darnold. It worked with Geno Smith in Seattle. Not so much with the Raiders now. It's working with Baker in Tampa. It's working with some of these veteran quarterbacks who are going to another team. And you just go get a guy who's played in the league and has been successful and have him be your quarterback next year. So, and that's why I think they could show patience with somebody at quarterback.
So this is the ultimate team building question. This is always, and I wonder if this actually might be the answer to Terry Pluto's book, which is why can't this team just find a quarterback? This is the ultimate team building question. Do you build everything around it and drop the quarterback in? Or do you drop the quarterback in and build everything around the quarterback?
And it's been done successfully both ways.
Both ways. Like right now, this is just off the top of my head. This team going into next season needs a left tackle. It needs a wide receiver. It needs a left guard because he's
two wide receivers, but go ahead.
Needs a left guard because he's retiring. The center is a free agent. The right guard is a free agent, and probably right tackle they're not going to re-sign in Jack Coughlin. So you might have to rebuild the entire offensive line. Now, I don't think they're going to do that. I have a feeling instead that they're going to maybe re-sign an Ethan Posick. Maybe they re-sign Wyatt Teller as well. We'd love to have him back. But that's just off the top of my head on offense.
Yeah, without even thinking about it too hard.
So maybe this situation is better built for what you're saying, which is you go into this draft and go, all right, best available left tackle, best available wide receiver. Maybe bring in veteran quarterback X. Here, Jimmy G, here's $8 million. And I don't know if he's under contract or not. I'm just picking that name out of the sky.
Well, let me give you a couple of thoughts.
Though he might not be the best, he has made a glass. But then,
Sports Illustrated listing some free agent quarterbacks. Daniel Jones, they have as the number one guy. If the Colts let him get away, shame on them. Now,
no, you just traded two first-round picks. I think that tells you something.
Do you want to? Yeah, but do you want to pay him $50 million?
I don't think you'll have to pay him
$50.
I think it's closer to the Darnold deal.
I would think you're right, but I would think it's closer to the Darnold-Baker deal as well, which is 30-some million.
Not to mention, he hasn't been all that great the last 2 weeks.
That's all right, but they're still doing okay. You know, look what happens when you can hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor.
Woo!
Aaron Rodgers, who does not look like Aaron in Green Bay, but is a free agent at the end of the year. Russell Wilson, who hasn't looked like Russell Wilson. Sam Howell, who started for the Commanders. Don't laugh. I'm just telling you who they're listing.
The couple you had there, I was okay with. I'm just telling you.
Sam Howell, Marcus Mariota. You could do worse than start Marcus Mariota while you let Lenora Sellers, let's say, develop for a year.
Okay.
Gardner Minshew, back up in Kansas City.
I love Uncle Rico. He makes me smile every time he's on the field. I think of our old friend Mike Leach every single time he succeeds, and it makes me smile even more. If your goal is to win, no.
Let me give you one last name here that I think is interesting, and I would just keep this in your mind. Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, I love reading Auto Trader with you.
I'm just telling you. I forever will think that Mitch played better in Chicago than he's ever given credit for. Now, that said, the way that Mitch is, you know, he's ended up in Buffalo, he's the backup there. He might be, hey, you know what? I'll take a shot at it. I'll go back home.
What?
You might have three young guys, Dan.
Well, that 72 Chevy Vega doesn't have as many miles on it as I thought.
I'm just telling you who these guys on SI said are the top free agents available. Don't yell at me, man.
What a deal on a dart.
Kill the messenger.
Is that a PT Cruiser with only 150,000?
Eric's in Akron. Hi, Eric.
Wow.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, how are you?
I thought they stopped making Peugeots.
So I heard Orlovsky's comments, and I actually heard it live last night.
That was something, wasn't it, Eric?
My only thought was, What empirical data am I missing? Like, isn't wins and losses the ultimate empirical data? And if it's not, and you're going to say, well, hey, you have to have talented players to be a good coach, then what the heck good is coaching to begin with? Like, it just
I've never seen an NFL coach win with bad talent, though.
That is true,
Eric.
That's true.
So does that devalue coaching as a whole? Like, it gets into this weird gray.
Yes, actually, it kind of does.
I sit next to a man who has said this for as long as possible. Jeff?
Football is overcoached.
Yeah. Well, then
if you're bigger, stronger, and faster than the other team, Eric, chances are you're going to win.
Then I guess he has a point. Maybe he is a better coach than I realized because, you know, silly me, I just look at wins and losses.
Eric, thank you.
How dare you?
Thank you.
How dare you?
Thank you. Malone is in Lakewood. Hi, Malone.
How are you, Malone?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, sir?
Man.
Wow, what a terrible list of quarterbacks.
I know.
Really hurt my ears to have to sit through that.
Sorry, Malone.
It's like reading Auto Trader at a bus stop when you sit next to him.
I was just giving you some facts there. Those guys will be free agents at the end of 26. That's all I was saying, Malone.
Yeah. I didn't think they made the HHR past 2010.
Malone, can you imagine putting up with this nonsense every day from this guy?
God, yeah, it was tough. But Cleveland sports, right? I mean, am I right? The other thing I wanted to bring up is my question, why are our tax dollars paying for something that happens in Los Angeles every year? Why do we have the Rock Hall if we're going to send the concerts to L.A.?
All right, Malone, thank you very much. Welcome to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Radio. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Dan Menigan.
Is this the part where I get really mad that King Crimson isn't in the Hall of Fame? Can I get overly grumpy about Yes not being in there yet?
No, we can ask Jim and Rocky River what he thinks. Malone, thank you, by the way, for the phone call. Jim?
Hey, I'm really glad to go after Malone there, which means I'm post-Malone, right? Right?
Well played.
Jim, you're on a roll.
Well played.
Yeah.
Can you follow that up?
That was good.
Can you follow that up?
Well, no, not anything as good as that. But I will say a couple things. One on the QB and the quarterback in college. I mean, your list of guys that you would like, all from the SEC and the Big Ten, the two best quarterbacks in the NFL, Josh Allen and Mahomes, are from Texas Tech and Wyoming. So I think we put too much of a premium on the name, you know, the brand of where these guys are from. And the real, you know, the guys that get paid the big bucks to pick the talent can't just simply look at the jersey and say, well, yeah, that guy's a stud at Texas. When, you know, 11 out of the teams that they, all the teams they play, the talent is inferior that they're playing against.
Jim, let me interject here. The only thing I would say about that. I couldn't care less that Lenora Sellers plays at South Carolina. But when I've watched him on tape, I'm just really intrigued by his skill set. Now, it's rough, and he's young. He reminds me a little bit of Anthony Richardson when he was at Florida. But, man, his skills jump off the tape. That's why I'm interested in Sellers.
Okay, fair enough. And I also say just one other comment on that guy called about the coaching. You know, you made a great point. It's not about the X's and the O's. It's about the Jimmies and the Joes. I forget who said that, but somebody did. It doesn't really matter if you have all these great plays. If you don't have the guys that can do it, you know, you might as well just call it a day. But that's all I have. Thanks again, guys.
All right. That was Jim Post Malone, and he did a very fine job there. We appreciate that. What do you think, folks? And I hear... Here you have a big-time ESPN analyst saying, if I'm the Giants, I'm looking at Kevin Stefanski. We heard what Dan Orlovsky said. I know a lot of folks in Cleveland aren't real thrilled with Kevin right now. Dan might be right. Maybe the time is up because it's just time for a different voice. Maybe the Giants could get a steal if the Browns allow that to happen. Who knows?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.